Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good evening, everyone. I definitely want to start off the show by saying, first of all, whatever happens and whatever is said tonight, I have nothing to do with it. So I'm going to go ahead and put that disclaimer out there. But listen, everybody, we are talking pretty. We have got, oh my goodness, a great lineup this evening on At Home with Victoria. Steve Silberman is here. If you've ever seen commercials on television, especially on Fox for American Idol, as well as The Simpsons, then he is partly responsible for that. But also, more importantly, the reason why he's here with us tonight is because he is the creator of the show Pretty. So we're going to focus a little bit on that tonight. Steve also brought along some of his cast members that's going to be joining us. The one and only Dee Freeman is going to be with us, as well as Michael Taylor Gray. So we're looking forward to talking to everybody tonight. But first, let's go ahead and get my sort of sidekick on the line, Michael Kay, and see if he's with us. Hi, Michael. Are you with us?
Good evening, darling. How are you?
I am very, very, very well. How are you?
I am so excited I could pee.
I know you are. You know what? I think I kind of realized today when I was inside the grocery store, you really are their, like, number one fan for Pretty. I swear you are.
I know, but not in the Kathy Bates sense. Like, I'm in the cheerleader, like, oh, it's fantastic, you'll love it kind of sense. So, yeah, I fell in love with this series in March, I think it was. It was a blustery Sunday, snowy morning, and it popped up on the side of my Facebook, and I clicked on it, and I laughed for almost a week. It was just hilarious. It's that twisted, in a good way.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that for all of you out there that's listening and you're friends with Michael, whenever Michael likes something, then, of course, he has to share it with all of us. And I had kind of heard a little bit about Pretty, just sort of, you know, being a journalist and always reading and keeping up on things. And then one night, Michael decided that he was going to send me a clip. And I'm telling you, when I saw Sam Pancake, and I just completely started laughing like crazy. So I, of course, have been hooked ever since. But we're going to go ahead and get the show started because, in fact, I think Steve Silberman is on the line. In fact, I think Steve was one of the first people that I saw pop up on the screen. So let's see if we can go ahead and get him. Mr. Silberman, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
how are you?
Mr. Steve, hello.
Michael Kay, my stalker and number one fan.
Oh, I take that as an honor. Thank you, sir.
A love fest is starting to happen. Listen, guys, before we get into the conversation, Mr. Silberman, I have got to tell you that Blog Talk Radio, I'm looking at it right now, has this show right now featured on their front page, so congratulations.
Wow. This is up there. I won Resident Assistant of the Year at the University of Arizona in 1989, and this is like a close second to that. This is really...
Wow. I tell you, the pleasure.
Well, thank you. You guys are very, very sweet. Michael is a great guy. Michael is a great stalker. He's a great guy, and we really appreciate all the support that he's given us and you guys have given us. So thank you for having us.
Michael is a very effective stalker. That's the term I like to add into, just effective, you know.
It's good that you only have like 38 friends on Facebook, so it's a very small group you're going after. So that's good.
It's small but mighty.
Right.
I think that is so funny. But look, I want to kind of throw out the first question because a lot of people wanted to hear a little bit about your work with American Idol and The Simpsons and sort of how you go about doing scripts, and then we can completely just dive right into Pretty. So talk a little bit about that because that's very cool.
Well, you know, I've been doing this now for about 12 years. I sort of fell into it because I came out here to be a writer, and I learned a great lesson from somebody a long time ago who said to me, I told her I wanted to be a writer, and she said, what have you written? And I just looked at her very blankly, and she said, well, then go home and write. And it was the best advice anybody's ever given me. And I went home, and I started writing, and I sort of started doing plays here in Los Angeles, and slowly but surely got some critical acclaim here and there, and a couple different theater companies picked up my work. And then I got a call from out of the blue from somebody telling me they had a job for me doing on-air promo. I had no idea what it was. I wasn't employed at the time, so I happily said yes. And they told me they would teach me, and they did. It was really incredible. It was a WB. It was a long time ago. mm-hmm. before there was even Buffy the Vampire Slayer or any of those great shows. And I started, and I sort of was taught how to do the job, and I've just sort of been the luckiest guy in the world where I just sort of go from job to job until they don't like me anymore, and I leave. And I've worked with a lot of great people. I've also been able to – I kept just landing in the right places at the right time. I landed at Bravo right the week before Queer Eye for the Straight Guy premiered, and they handed it over to me. And I got to have so much fun with that. And then, you know, I've sort of hit my stride here. I'm over at Fox. I've been here for 4 years. And I work in a department called On-Air Promo. My title is very important. I'll read it to you from my business card, which is right here. Senior Writer Producer. I sound way more important than I am. No, I'll tell you a really quick funny thing. The very first job I ever had here, and it's where I met Stacey McQueen, who plays Annette. She was on General Hospital, and I was an intern at General Hospital. And the funny thing was that my aunt in New Jersey was telling people that I was an intern at General Hospital, and they were so proud. Oh, isn't this wonderful? What is he studying? What kind of doctor is he going to be? And then she was like, no. you get coffee,
that's a
you get
fair
coffee
question.
For people, basically.
That's
but no,
really
it's really fun what we do. We take you know, depending on what we're working on, you know, with American Idol, it's a really fun show, but it's a live show, so we get to be really creative. And sometimes we go there and we film stuff with them, and sometimes we just have to work with what we get. And sometimes we do a lot of the promo tricks, like because it's a live show, anytime you see a promo for the next week, it's obviously footage that we either have already shot, we go
right.
and shoot, we try to make it look – I mean, you know, it's trying to – there's a nice way of – we call it hide the weenie. And that's what we do. And it's really, really fun. It's been a very, very fun time. And the most fun thing for me is that I get to write something, direct it, produce it, and it's done in 7 days, and we move on to the next one. So that's the best part. You know that. You know that from doing your news stories. That's
You
know.
I was going to say one thing that I love about being a news anchor, what a lot of people don't understand, is that it's like you work really hard, and then, you know, the end of our day is when we present the news, and then you're done. There really isn't anything to take home. I mean, you're done. You start fresh every single day. You're out of there.
Right. And that's the greatest thing, and you can see your work. My Nana, may she rest in peace, but my Nana was constantly asking, why don't they put his name up on the promos?
Aww.
So, just very sweet.
Michael, you go ahead and start the conversation with Pretty. I basically have to turn it over to you because this is just, you know, your thing.
Absolutely. This is why I'm an effective stalker. But I will have to say, Steve, right now, that you talking about your Nana, I want to say hi to my mom who's listening from Preesville, Saskatchewan, and my mother-in-law, Carol Shin, who's listening from right next door. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, Steve, the question I would like to ask, where were you? What were you doing when you first came up with the idea for Pretty?
Well, you know, Pretty actually, the overall concept stems from something that I've done over the years, which is I've always enjoyed taking something you know, a story you know, and twisting it.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago, one of my first plays I wrote was called Eden 96, and it was the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, except Eve had a power suit on, and she had her cell phone and her latte, and she had to get to work, so she needed Adam to just eat the apple so they could get out of the garden. And that's the kind of thing that I love doing, is I love taking concepts that you know and twisting them a little bit, because it is a familiarity with it, and then you can have fun with it because you can play with it.
Right.
Well, several years ago, Stacey McQueen and I have been friends for going on 20 years, and several years ago we would joke around, and I always told her, we need to do a sketch. We're always doing live comedy things. I go, we need to do a sketch of these, you know, beauty pageants they do for little kids, except that you should be you, and you're dressed up, and I'm just saying, like, the most horrible things, you know. And really, I was just quoting what these people were saying. Like, I would watch these shows. There was, like, a Painted Babies, and there was a Living Dolls. There was a bunch of these documentaries that HBO had on. And I saw one, and they introduced this little boy, and he's, like, three. And they're like, this is Jacob. And this is what they truly said about him. And I wrote it into Pretty. This is Jacob. His favorite dinner is chicken nuggets and Skittles, which you can't write anything better than that. And then he enjoys going to church and watching Unsolved Mysteries. And I just sat there, and my jaw was on the ground, and I was laughing so hard because I'm like, he's three, and his favorite television is Unsolved Mysteries. Well, that makes complete sense.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that was years ago. And then about a year ago, July, I just was sitting around, as I do at home, and tinkering with a million ideas that are always going through my head, and all of a sudden, it just popped to me because we had been watching Toddlers and Tiaras, and there was a man on there who had a T-shirt on that said Proud Pageant Dad. And I looked at Proud
Pageant. I saw that one. I think I know exactly what episode you're talking about because
you
I
know
used to
the
watch
guy.
The show as well. Yeah, yeah.
He's like a big, he's Latino or Hispanic.
Yes,
he's got a giant
yes.
lisp. He's
yes.
Christian. He's got skatey yes. little kids.
Yes, yes,
and
I know that guy.
He's fantastic. And he had the T-shirt on, and I just stared at him, and it just did what it always does. The name Michael Champagne came into my head. And I sat down, and as has been the case in the past, I wrote the entire first season in just over 24 hours. And I
wow.
spit it all out.
That's impressive.
And then I emailed it to Stacey McQueen, and 10 minutes later I called her just to say, hey, I emailed you something, and she answered the phone, and she said, I'm Annette, right? And I said,
wow.
And I laughed, and I said, wow, yeah. And she said, and when do we start filming? You don't need to change a word. Don't change a word. And it was funny because we never did. The first season, I didn't do one rewrite on anything. We didn't change one word. The second season took a lot longer to write. It took me several months because when you see it, you'll know why. But that's kind of what happened. It just all sort of comes together sometimes, and the characters just sort of, you know, create themselves, and I am proud to say they are all me in some very sick and twisted format. They're all a different side of me. So there you go.
But with hair.
But with hair, exactly.
Now, you, in the Shorts and Spirit Showcase, you took audience favorite and the Grand Jury Prize, is that right?
Yeah, we took home both of them.
And the LA Comedy Festival, you were best of the festival?
We were one of, there was over, I want to say there was almost 100, shorts that were submitted, and I think we were one of six or seven that were considered best of the fest. So yeah,
yes,
we won.
Fantastic. That's how, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
And can I take a second and apologize to your listeners and tell them that I am trying to get into your
chat room,
but my computer is being funky at the moment. So you can thank Fox for that. Oh, just so you know, also, Victoria, I have opened a map of Afghanistan that I've been studying because you're a news person, so I figured there might be some hard-hitting questions, but I'm ready for you. If anything comes up geography on Afghanistan, I am so ready.
You know what? Actually, there was like a little news twist that I had to visit that I wanted to talk to you about, so I'm glad you said that, because just last night, Kate Snow of ABC or NBC, one of the networks, she did an hour special on parenting. And she talked about several different things. She's talking about bullying and this and that. But one of the things that she talked about and pretty just popped up into my head about parents that are basically a little bit too bossy and a little bit too active in their kids, whether it's pageants or basketball games or football games. And it was funny because I thought about you. There was a girl that was talking about, you know, she wanted to be in a pageant, and she was saying that her mom was actually pushing her too much. And so, of course, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I can talk to Steve about that.
Yeah.
It is very much sort of a correlation in terms of your show and what's taking place in general in America these days with parents sort of, you know, pushing their kids into doing these different things and activities.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, clearly, Michael Champagne is living through his daughter. And Sam and I, when we first filmed the first season, we talked about this at length. I mean, we had meetings on this mm-hmm. where, you know, because I like to work with all my actors and get with them and talk about, here's all your backstory. Let's figure out your backstory. And we kind of figure it out together because there is a certain amount of give and take. There's a certain amount of improv. And we talked about the fact that, you know, Michael Champagne was that guy who came from, where did we decide? West Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, somewhere around there. And he came out to L.A. and he was going to be an actor. And he wound up living out somewhere, you know, outside of L.A., like Alhambra or Monrovia. And he met his wife and she got pregnant and he had to get a job and, you know, and all these things. And then they finally have this little girl and now it's his chance to live through her, you know, and there is – you know, that's, you know, a lot of the commentary. I think, you know, I think what makes pretty fun is that, you know, we are commenting on that. We're also commenting mm-hmm. on how vapid we are as a society. You know, a lot of people have said, I mean, including my mom, who saw the trailer, you know, and Annette makes that lovely, the original trailer, Annette makes a lovely comment about Mexicans, which she learns from her parents. She's just, you know, mm-hmm. reciting it from her parents. And even Stacey McQueen said, how am I going to pull that off? And I said, you just got to play her like, you know, like she's just repeating what's been said. She's just, she's just bouncing right back what's been said. And it's funny because so many people relate to it. So many people have said, you know, this is a statement on where we are as a society. And to me, I'm like, that's really cool because that makes it sound like I've actually done something more than just write some funny lines.
That is hilarious.
Conditioned behavior,
totally.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, it is, it completely is amazing because, you know, like I said, a clear example of that was just something last night that I was just watching on television about, you know, parents sort of living through their kids, whether it's beauty pageants, whether it's football or basketball, and kind of, you know, taking it to the extreme. So I was definitely thinking, just from a journalistic point of view, that your show, it is very, very, very timely for sure.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, it's always about the timing. It really is all about the timing. And many of the projects I've worked on over the years, I'll do them, and then people will say, oh, my gosh, let's put that back up, or let's go do that again, or we should do this with it. And I always say, you know what, it was right. It was great right when we were doing it, and right now pretty is great right now, and it's really fun, and I hope it keeps going because I know there's more that we can tell with these stories. But I also know that, you know, that it's all about the timing. It's all about where we are. And the kids' pageants are just so hot right now. It's so ripe right
now.
Everybody's touching on it.
I'm talking about timing. Yes. You just finished wrapping Pretty 2 on Sunday. Is that right?
We finished on Sunday. Yeah. We filmed 7 days total plus a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had a day off in going over over a week, but I get to go to Hawaii on Saturday, so don't feel sorry for me.
Oh, you'll live.
I'll be all right. But no, actually, we did wrap on Sunday, and Sunday I will tell you beyond a shadow of that Sunday was the funnest day. We had the best day. Everybody, you know, everyone was tired, and we had a great pre-production meeting before we get started, and I kind of cracked the whip a little bit in the best way possible, and we just sort of got everything going, and we just finished. We could not have done the last two seasons, especially this season, without my partners, John and Doug and Jim, and our new line producer, Miss Barbara Farmer,
Ooh.
Who took on so much stuff, all of them. And we really, 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 as a group, really proud of what we have. I'm really, really excited. We have not only brought back the Champagnes and their two little friends, Royce and Miss Parker Kensington Parker. We also are bringing in several guest stars, and I think it's going to be really fun for the audience because I like to choose people who they're familiar to you, but they're not, you know, oh, my God, it's Tom Cruise. Of course, if Tom Cruise had offered, I would have said, come on, Tom, let's go.
Absolutely. Put on this song.
We have several great guest stars coming that I think are going to blow everybody away, and Kirsten Vangsness, who's been a friend of mine for years, she's on Criminal Minds. Jennifer Elise Cock,
cool.
who was Jan Brady in the Brady Bunch movies.
And
Will and Grace, which is one of the funniest things you'll ever see ever.
Funniest episode ever.
And the
Absolutely.
Outtake of that is hilarious of how WSN cannot hold it together. My very dear friend Denise Alexander, who is known to the world for the soap world, she was in the Luke and Laura years. She was Leslie, mm-hmm. Laura's mother. And,
I remember her, yes.
She stepped in for a teeny tiny part that I asked her to come play, and she said, of course. And my also very good friend Melissa Peterman, who was on Reba, just shot hers on Sunday as well. And the phenomenal Allie McKay, who's listening right now because she's texting me as we speak. And
hi, Allie.
Allie is you. Allie's out here on KTLA. She's a news reporter, and she's that Girl Friday who goes out on the scene and gets to do all those fun.
Honey, Steve, did you happen to catch the episode where she was milking the goat?
Wait, which one? Oh, my God, yeah.
Did she want to know if she had to double fist it or stuff like that? Oh, my God, I was rolling on the floor. I couldn't believe how funny. Allie, darling, Michael's been trying to get in touch with you, so if you could just be very nice and tell me what your Facebook special page is.
Allie, don't do it. He's really kind of scary. No, I'll catch up with Allie. Allie gave me some lobster the other night, so we enjoyed that. And it was Rosh Hashanah, so if my mother's listening, I'm sure she is going to be thrilled about that, that I had fresh lobster on Rosh Hashanah.
Talking about special guests, Victoria, who do we – is Rubina on the line at all? I'd like to pull her up.
Yes,
hot chocolate woman.
Actually, let me see. I think we have Michael. Michael, are you with us?
No, it's Michael. Rubina.
D?
Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Victoria, I've had to duct tape my mouth. I'm like, fuck. What somebody say, Rubina? How y'all doing, girl?
Doing doll.
Everyone,
you.
Everyone, this is the one and only Dee Freeman. Dee, I've got to tell you, you've made history tonight on my show because this is the first time I'm about to hit 100 episodes that I have ever had to put a disclaimer. So thank you very much for that.
Fuck yeah, anytime, girl. Victoria, I saw you on the carpet for Sex in the City 2.
Yes.
I said, look at that goddamn hair. Girl, you got that Oprah hair. The hair was fabulous. The makeup was fucking flawless. I'm like, we got to talk, girl. You
thank
had it going
you.
On.
She's got
and
the good hair, Dee.
I actually do my hair, my own, do it myself because when I was, you know, a young reporter, and you know, you're going to all these different cities, it's not like you can roll up to any town and you can go find somebody to do your hair. So I literally
Absolutely.
Had to learn how to do my own hair. So I pretty much do it myself.
Are you kidding?
No, seriously, yeah.
That looks like an $80 blow up to me.
That looked like, I looked at her hair and thought, oh my God, who is doing her and you're saying it's you? Oh my God.
And all the hair is mine because a lot of times, you know, we get emails at the television station. People would always ask me these two questions all the time. Is that my hair?
And is it a weave?
Yeah, they always thought it was a weave and then they would always ask me, were those really my teeth?
Well, you're always.
I guess when I smile, I guess I have so many of the little things.
That's some funny shit. I didn't think that, but I looked at the hair and I'm like, I knew immediately that was your hair. I mean, I could look at it and tell. I knew that was yours, and I said, this girl got to give me her fucking secrets because that hair, the way it looked, I said, if I could just get my damn hair to look like that, but Victoria, I become a fucking wig queen. I hate myself. I'm always in wigs.
You know what? Can we seriously start a drinking game right now for anyone listening that every time D says a curse word, you take a drink? Because...
Stop it!
Wait.
You said at least 25 or 30.
What did you say? How 15? Oh, yeah.
I've known you for what, 15 years?
15 years. No, can I take a second here, Victoria and Michael? I want to read you. This is the email that I got earlier from D Freeman. This is going to sum up our relationship.
Mm-mm.
Okay, this is how to call in, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and by the way, Michael Taylor Gray apparently is trying to call in right now. He just texted me, but he's not able to get through.
Okay,
let me work on that. Here's what Dee Freeman writes. Okay, I will be calling from home. Just so you know, sometimes my line gets cut off for no fucking reason. They haven't been able to solve the problem for 2 goddamn years. So in case I'm talking and then there's no D, you'll know what happened. I'll just call back in. It doesn't always cut off and happen, but that just might be the case, D. So I wrote her back, or pay your bill. And then I wrote, oh, snap, no, I did not. I did not just say that. And then she wrote me back in giant letters, jackass. That's pretty much our relationship.
And I was editing, trust me, I really was. I could have wrote a lot worse.
That is absolutely funny. So, Dee, how did you connect? How did you connect and hook up with these guys on the show?
Well, Steve said that here. I've known Steve, Michael Taylor Gray, and Stacy for a lot of years. I met Stacy and Steve at the same time with our old theater company. I was I got a show at Theater Neo, a company that all of us were with, and there was a show called Daytime Drama, and you know, I'm thinking, of course, and I'll admit it, a lot of actors want, I thought I was the fucking diva at the company. I walk in there, I'm sitting my ass there, I'm like, yeah, I got the shit going on. And then this blonde bombshell comes out on the stage, and she opened her mouth, and I was like, I've got fucking competition? It was Stacey McQueen, and she absolutely tore it up. As you and I both know, in Hollywood, you got a lot of women who are beautiful. You got a lot of them who are talented. You don't have a lot of them who are beautiful and talented. So I looked and said, that bitch, she just wiped the floor. And I have been a fan of Stacey's ever since. So when Steve told me Stacey McQueen was going to be, I'm like, all right, I'm there. I'm there. I mean, after I read the script. You know, Steve had, he emailed me, and he wrote back and said, if you find any of it, you know, if it's too much, or I'm like thinking, are you kidding? I couldn't fucking stop laughing. And he's right. I think it is a comment on our society today. I read a lot of this stuff and didn't feel like we were going too far overboard. This certainly isn't, you know, the way. I said, this here, Steve, in some cases, might even be a little fucking light. I know a lot of parents who, because they didn't get what they wanted to after they graduated college or high school, are living through their fucking kids. I got two kids, and not once have I ever considered putting my daughter in some fucking pageant. She likes bugs. She wants to play with bugs. She don't want nothing to do with no goddamn show where she got to put on a dress or a bathing suit at the fucking age of four and dance like some woman at a strip club. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Fuck it. So with Steve, when I read it, I said, it mimics a lot of what I feel. I don't feel like I have to act, or Rabina is the one who, I really don't fucking care. I said, well, Steve, I don't have to act that, do I? Because that is the way I feel. I don't fucking care about beauty pageants. I think they are, a lot of these kids, I look at them, I say, a lot of the problems that we're having today, I think this is one of them right here. If they ever had some kind of a law that said, let's kill that for anybody under the age of 18, I'd be the first bitch voting. And I know a lot of people yelling, oh, all right, we can't say that. You can't do that. You know, fuck that. With children, I think there are certain things that shouldn't be done, and
No, but, you know, and I have to agree. Seriously, I have to agree with you on that, because I'm one of those people, when all of those, you know, pageant shows and stuff start, you know, came out, I basically, you know, want to watch it just because I'm a journalist and you want to see what's going on. But it's just, it's very difficult for me to watch that, because I kind of feel like a lot of those parents are pimping their kids out. I mean, some of those kids with the, you know, the costumes that are just they're just inappropriate, and the makeup.
Right.
I mean, a lot of them look like little adults, like you said, and some of them are in a strip club. So it
absolutely
is, I mean, that part of it is very, very hard to watch.
It makes me feel so uncomfortable watching some of these little girls, and I'm like thinking,
yeah, me too.
You know, I don't like to see that. You know, I think children, there's only a certain amount of time they got to play with their Barbies and to play in the mud and to, you know, and I don't want to see that taken with them. Absolutely. And I think that's what a lot of this does. It strips away that. I don't want to see a little girl at the age of 5 mimicking a woman who's 25. I have a fucking problem with that. And that's what I think. A lot of these shows, I look at them, before we filmed the first season of Pretty, they took us over to the producer's house and watched all these episodes of Toddlers and Tiaras. And not even for background or for research, I found it so difficult to watch these shows.
Yeah.
I mean, you just want to go, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, seriously.
And Dee, what kind of research, did you do for the smoking?
Well, let me tell you, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I smoked. For years, I smoked, and I don't mind telling anybody, goddammit. I was in the Marine Corps. I needed something to blow out the fucking thing, so I smoked. Yes, I did. So Steve, when I read it, I was like, oh, my gosh, she smoked. When did I quit smoking? A year before he decided to fucking write Pretty. I'm like, Steve, I mean, I quit smoking. And Steve said, what's your point? And I thought it would be hysterical. I looked at it, and I thought, well, Rabina working for a company that this is what she does for a living. I thought it was too goddamn funny. I said, whatever I have to do, you know, we're on the herbal cigarettes, which are what they bought me. I'm going to do whatever I have to. I said, anything for the show. Anything for the show. I thought it was so fucking funny, a woman who smokes for a living, that I left it in. But it was the first day I did get sick, because I hadn't had a cigarette in like 5 years, and even smoking herbal. Yeah, girl, I felt like I was high. I mean, the room was just tilting it on me.
Yeah, and also, I have to say that
high.
Those herbal cigarettes are, it's a totally different buzz you get from them. It's like you get a very strange little buzz from it. But also Dee's a method actress. So, she decided to inhale, and then she and I got in an argument over that, a very minor friendly argument over that later, where I'm like, well, why are you inhaling?
Not to inhale. They didn't
okay,
know
seriously.
Inhale.
If you're doing,
this
and then I said,
like, Bill Clinton, this whole part of the conversation sounds like a politician. Did you inhale or did you not inhale?
Yeah.
I fucking inhaled!
At least he's telling the truth.
And you know what's funny is that you do like, you know, we're doing take after take after take, and we're doing, you know, a two shot, a wide shot, we're doing singles, we're doing this angle, we're doing that angle, and you're sitting there inhaling a lot of smoke all at once. And then it was like, okay, well, stop inhaling. Like,
that never dawned on me that was the reason I was feeling queasy, Steve. I didn't go 2 plus 2 equals 4. I thought, well, it's obviously because I haven't smoked in a while. I think it's because I was inhaling. So, you know what? All for the show. You know what? I go back and do it again. Absolutely, absolutely.
You're such a trooper,
Steve. Steve, I've got a question. There's so many people on the line. I'm trying to figure out which one Michael is. So. Tell Michael to text you and tell me. I just need his first three digits to get him on.
Michael would be 818.
Okay. Let's keep our fingers crossed and see.
Yeah,
because
that's
Michael
right.
with us. Michael, are you with us?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh,
yes,
Michael.
Hello.
Michael.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hello.
Now let's just clarify something for a second. So obviously Dee plays Robina Champagne. Michael plays. Go ahead, Michael.
Roy Adam.
And Michael, you gave him a middle
Adam.
You gave him a middle name on your own.
Roy Quincy Adam. She's very presidential. He's truly an American patriot. Because he would do anything for the troops, anything.
So would he be a part of the would he be a part of the whole Tea Party movement right now, you think?
He is all for teabagging, especially on Saturday night.
Now this is why we had an alert on this before. There's family.
My God.
Michael is talking about tea that you would get in a tea store.
Yes,
of course.
It's all about the seeping. Let it seep. A little bit.
You
guys are not right in the head.
I have a place to start.
Dee over here.
Damn. She talks trash enough for all of us. I'm a good Christian boy. I don't talk trash.
You don't talk trash.
Well, you don't. Dee, are you there?
I'm still here. Dee, is there laughing gas going on? Dee, what's going on?
That's the goddamn Michael Taylor
Gray
is what's going on.
That's what's going on. So what's going on?
I wanted to go ahead and ask Dee Freeman. I've been doing some research on her bio here and stuff like that, and she's, you know, she's been in almost everything. Young and the Restless, Dexter, Bones, Ghost Whisperer, Crossing Jordan, ER, The Shields, The Hughleys, X-Files, Seinfeld, Third Rock from the Sun. My question is, were you black in all of those roles?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wait,
I told you guys I'm not responsible for anything that goes on in this show tonight. It's a free for all.
And I'm highly insulted because that's the kind of racist thing that we would never say on Pretty.
In Pretty. Ever.
Never.
You're right.
This coming from a bald Jew.
You can all cut.
I think I was black in some of the beginning episodes, but then I switched over.
Mm-hmm.
I switched over halfway through.
You got the
it
Michael
was
Jack
for the career, actually.
You got the Michael Jackson syndrome.
That's funny because
that's right.
when we were filming season one of Pretty, Dee asked me several. I mean, that was a question you kept bringing up. You're like, is this really her kid? Is this really her kid? Because I mean, Stacy's like gorgeous white. And there's not a touch of black in her. And then Dee and I were joking at one point that there was a switch up at the hospital and that there's some, you know, Robina Jr. out there somewhere waiting for her mama to come get her.
That makes sense.
Good time.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely funny. Well, listen, Michael, I've got a question for you. So I was kind of reading your bio, and so you do a lot of... What?
You were kind of reading it, like just like maybe, you know, out of the corner of your eye?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just kind of, you know, just kind of looking at it, going over it, admiring it, and admiring your lovely face.
You're sweet.
Because we love you here on At Home with Victoria. We love all of you. But have you done like a lot of theater work?
Yeah, I've done a lot of theater, and I think I'm probably one of just a handful of people who actually got their equity card doing, you know, equity waiver theater in L.A. It's tough,
wow.
You know, to actually, you know, break into, you know, equity doing theater at all here in Los Angeles. So, but I know I was really fortunate. I did one of Del Schwartz's productions called Southern Baptist Sissies, and it really took off.
Oh, really?
And ran for played for about a year
mm-hmm.
at the Zephyr, and that was a wonderful experience.
Wow.
Now,
what's the difference in terms of
doing theater acting versus doing a show like Pretty, or is there a difference for you?
Yeah.
Well, when the lights go up and there's continuity when you're doing a stage play, you know, you've got the whole storyline from start to finish. But,
mm-hmm.
God, you know, are you learning lines for an episodic or, you know, a webisodic like Pretty, and then you go on set and you think you know your lines, and you're going, oh, we're doing this scene on this episode and this day, and that, everything is so disjointed in terms of you really, it's really a jumble in your mind in terms of how to keep it all in order.
Yeah.
But Steve does a magnificent job, and our crew does a tremendous job of keeping everything in line and keeping you in line and what you need to have going on in your head in terms of where you are with your character. But, yeah, it's because you're doing, you know, in one day we're doing scenes from several different episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could, for budgetary reasons, because we're a web series and we don't have a ton of money to work with here, we base everything on the location, we base everything on how many scenes we can get done at that location, and
mm-hmm.
we put it all in order where it'll make the most sense. We also base a lot of it based on costumes for people, specifically Stacy, because Stacy is Annette in season 2 has several major costume changes, and we had to figure out a lot of ways. Okay, you know, you're shooting. Okay, episode 1, we're going to do these scenes. Well, we're going to jump to episode 4 now. Oh, she makes a huge makeup and costume change. All right, well, we'll insert these scenes from episode 6, 5, 6, 7 in here that don't involve her. That gives her time to get her makeup and her hair and her costume changes. And you get all these things going, and then you'll get a curveball thrown at you, like two of our guest stars, Allison Quinn and Jennifer Lee Cox. They both got auditions, and it meant you had to rearrange the entire day around their audition, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, boy, now we had to refigure out. Not only did everyone else have to be flexible, you have to sit and figure out everything, and it is. It's really, really tough. A lot of the actors, Stacey's one of them who does this. She brings all her basically, you know, keywords on cards, and then she'll have everything on scene by scene typed out so she knows, okay, oh, yeah, it's this, 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 and she knows her key things because – like Michael said, it's all over the map, where when you get to do a play, and Dee and I have done a ton of theater, we met, you know,
mm-hmm.
through Theater Geo. Michael was in Theater Geo, too. We all used to be in that together. But when you do a play, it's, you know, act one, act two, act three, you get right through it, and it
right.
has a linear
mm-hmm.
movement. So it's
mm-hmm.
it's tough. It's a lot of people having to hopefully get it all right. And I'm proud to say we got most of it all right, and that's a lot thanks to Barbara Farmer, who stayed on
mm-hmm.
top of us continuity-wise.
Yay.
We did... We do have one big error, but we'll see if anybody catches it. I just sort of let it go. We just all started laughing about it. I said, that's okay.
And I bring my own lip gloss. And that keeps me grounded.
Stacey McQueen is inside the chat room. So hello, Stacey.
Hello, Stacey.
In the chat room.
Hello, Stacey.
Oh, yeah, talk to Stacey because I can't. My computer here at Fox won't let me in.
Oh,
bad fox.
Hey, Steve,
talking about
budgets for season 2, you got a lot of funding from Kickstarter, is that correct?
You know, we were really lucky. Season 1, Jim, my boyfriend, and I paid for pretty much all of season 1 out of our own pocket. And
yay to Jim.
Yay to
Jim. Cowboy Jim, yay.
No kidding.
Cowboy Jim, yeah.
To build a website, to hire a publicist, to... we had a full camera, you know, we had a camera crew, and then we had an audio, and we had hair, makeup, wardrobe. We have everything. We have a gaffer who lights us. We have production assistants.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people donated their time, of course, but there's a lot of things you have to pay for. I mean, it's funny. Lunch alone is $100 when you're feeding this many people, and when you add up 7 or 8 days, it's a lot of money. And
yeah,
so
D is like three pizzas.
And D is, and then she throws them up and she starts eating them again. But but it's funny because for season two, we went ahead and we got on Kickstarter.com and we told our fans, if you want season two, then if you're willing to pay $8, $12 for a movie, if you're willing to pay for your cable, if you're willing to pay for your internet service and your phone service and whatever else, what is it worth to you for a second season of Pretty? And I spelled it out to our fans. We have over 1,200 fans on our website, and I said, if you each gave us $5, you would get us on our way. And it was really interesting what happened. We wound up raising close to $9,000.
Fantastic.
And it was fantastic. And it was so such a big relief off of my shoulders because I was like, okay, I really want to do this season two. I was like, I'm not even going to start writing this season two until we have the money. That's we're not doing it. And we got the money started coming in, and that's when I said, okay, I guess I should start writing. But, yeah, so I'm very thankful to our fans. We have great fans. There's, I mean, there's Michael, of course, and then there's – Michael's in a heated race for outstanding fan with people like – there's Elizabeth Kirshner, and there's my friend Lisa Hyde. And this interview puts Michael just a little bit ahead right now.
A little bit ahead. I know the name Michael.
Mama wants to hear.
I know Michael.
Yes.
That's right, goddammit. I know Michael.
Yes. See, I love – you called me at the rap party and stuff like that. I was rolling on the floor. I couldn't
I'm telling you guys, Michael,
and I were
Michael almost
an F-bomb.
Passed out. He was so crazy happy. You know what? Here's the deal. I swear to God, if Michael saw all of you guys – I swear to God, his freaking head would blow up.
I would just drop dead and cry.
Michael, are you coming out for our premiere?
I'm certainly going to try and make it. Absolutely.
God damn it.
I heard At Home with Victoria is sponsoring your trip.
Yes, I hear
that. I did not know such a thing.
No, that's what I heard.
You're not invited back on the show yet. It's for you, the first and last.
In fact,
it's funny because Michael and I were talking today, and I actually said to him, I said, for the next episode, I said, we're going to force Steve to write us into the script, and you and I will go out there and cover it for At Home with Victoria, and we'll fly ourselves out there and hang out with you guys and have a good time.
Victoria, here's the deal. I'm the only black woman there. You got to come out for the sisterhood, girl.
That's kind of funny though, because that's how Allie McKay came to us, because Allie did a piece on us for KTLA. And we did
which
a little
was hilarious.
With her, which was so much fun to do. And then I contacted her and I said, I want to write you into season two. And she said, great. And she's like, am I going to play a crazy pageant mom? What am I going to play? I said, no, you can play yourself, but just written as me. So that's one of the secrets that I've just given away to season two. Allie McKay is playing a very warped version of Allie McKay. So that should be pretty fun.
Very cool.
Extremely
very,
warped.
Very cool.
Is a goat involved?
There's no goat milking.
Well, there may or may not be some farm animals.
Now, wait. I have a question for you, Mr. Michael Kay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any, you're talking to us, is there any thing, any secret that you, about season two that you need to know right now? Is there anything that we need to tell you that you need to know?
Are you just, like, teasing me, or are you actually going to give up the information this time?
I might. I mean, it depends on the question.
Go for it, Michael.
I would like to know if Stacy won the Miss Star Eyes pageant.
Okay, so
he's
there were
never
going to
give that up, dude.
There were two. There were,
that up.
I know, right?
No,
there were two cliffhangers at the end of season one, and one was the possibility that Rabina's pregnant, and two is did Annette win the pageant or not? And all I'm going to say about that is that it is answered. Right at the top of our return in season two. And I will say this. Just ask yourself this question.
Okay.
If your daughter got on stage, exposed her breasts, and then decided to come out as a black mammy when she's white, would you give her the crown? That's the question you need to ask yourself.
But see, I would, because that's the way I roll. I'm also the underdog and the edginess.
I was
going to
say, but Michael would actually do it, though. So that right. For sure would be yes for him.
The other cliffhanger has already been revealed on Facebook for anyone who's on our fan page.
Yeah.
Because we do
answer. What about
answer.
The third one, Steve? What about the third one?
What's the third one?
Is Royce
Michael
gay?
Champagne? Yeah.
Is Michael Champagne gay?
Is Michael gay? No.
Michael is straight as an arrow. But as far as Rubina's pregnancy issue goes, if you're a fan on us on Facebook, you know the answer because all the pictures are up from our photo shoot, and it's pretty clear the answer to that question.
Look! Oh, wait! Before I forget, we've got to talk about the photo shoot. I'm telling you, those pictures are fabulous. Who did that? I love them.
Well, we had we have so many three people to thank for that. One is my friend Ray Prussia, who is also an actor who is going to be in season two. There's a location downtown Los Angeles called the James Oviatt Penthouse. It's a 1930s penthouse, and I've been there many times for parties and things. And I asked him if we could get in there for our photo shoot. And then we brought back our two photographers. They're both very good friends of mine, Mr. Jim and Miss Veronica, and they got in separate locations and started photographing everybody. And I kind of had this idea. I work with Doug Pensavalli, who's our co-executive producer, and I said to him, I want to do a Vanity Fair, a Vogue kind of cover look. And our new covers for the website are coming out. He's building them, and they're pretty outstanding. It's a you'll see them soon. It's a pretty magazine look, and everybody's on a cover. And I just
gorgeous location.
It was a gorgeous location, and the cast looked gorgeous, and we told them all, bring 1930s, 1940s, 1950s classic, let's class it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just decided, let's make it look like we are, you know, dynasty, and we are this huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pictures are fantastic, and the new season is going to be available November 1st, correct?
We're trying our very best. Our teaser is now up and playing at prettytheseries.com. Our trailer will be out around October 10th. And then we're working as quickly as we can. Our fantastic. We have four editors this time, and they're all working on it. We have 18 roles. What's that?
Rich back?
Rich is back. Mr. Mikan is back.
Yay.
Nicole, Ryan, and Mark. And we have 18 rolls of shoot footage. 12 have been put into the Avid. We got 6 more to go, and they should be in soon. And then they all have to start cutting, so it takes a lot of time. It's funny, everybody thinks that once I say cut, that's a wrap, we're done.
Yeah.
But the real work starts right now, so it's going to be fun.
Are you using the same theme song for season 2?
We are doing the exact same theme song.
We love Brett.
That's my brother singing. I wrote the lyrics. I wrote the lyrics in about a minute, and he wrote the music in another minute across the country in Boston. And one quick thing I can tell you that's kind of fun. We've actually we've approached several indie bands, and several of them have come back and said, yes, they're going to re-record our theme song. And so at the end of every episode, you're going to have a different version of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it'll be fun.
I love it. I love it.
Michael, Michael, you guys are really nice enough, Steve, and I know you sent Michael some giveaways. So, Michael, why don't you ask one of the questions in the chat room so we can give away some stuff, because we've got so many people in the chat room and guests listening.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? Let's do a grouping of two giveaways. I'm going to post two questions. Well, I'll say them, and then that's what I'll do. Anyways, for the first giveaway, I'm going to give away two of the very high-class thermal coffee mugs. Well done. Yeehaw.
What is that? Is somebody having a party?
God.
Party starts.
See, is that you?
It's Michael Taylor Gray. It's Michael Taylor Gray.
it's me.
If you can answer this question correctly, and you can answer this question, and Victoria is going to put up the website, it's www.athomewvictoria@yahoo.com. Email your answers here. And the first one, because this is such a high-quality gift, the first question is, what was the state the Champagne's car was registered in on Pretty Season 1?
That would be based on their license plate, right?
Based on their license plate, absolutely.
I know.
So shut up.
Well, of course you know. You were having sex in the back of the car.
Of course you know. Okay, so listen. So we're basically taking the first person that answers correctly. What you've got to do is just go to athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com. So that's athomewvictoria@yahoo.com. And the information is inside the chat room. And the first person that gets it right, Michael is going to be nice, and he's going to mail you a prize. It seems to me that everybody in the chat room seems to think it's West Virginia. So I don't know if that's the answer, but that's kind of what's going on in the chat room.
That is not the answer. That
okay,
is not the answer.
Connection one answer per caller.
That's actually a fake license plate that brilliant Doug Principale made so that when we shoot things, we just put it on. He has different license plates, and we put them on cars so that we don't have to, you know, use anyone's real license plate.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And that's the genius that is Doug.
And, you know, with 10 minutes to go, let's go ahead and do the other giveaway, too. I'm going to get another question. The question is, and this is for two T-shirts, one women's medium, all 100% cotton, one men's large with a pretty logo, and a pretty pair of boxers with pretty right next to your pink thing that stinks. So it's very lovely. The question for that one is, and listen carefully, what in season one almost killed Rabina? What in season one almost killed Rabina?
I think it's when
and
I had
don't
that
forget,
wrong.
Go to athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com, athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com, and just give us the answer. And I guess if you get it right, then you'll definitely win. It's an email address, so athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com. That is, so listen, I've got a question. So, Michael, you've got to tell us exactly where are you?
I'm opening in a play on Thursday. It's called Dear Harvey. It's based on the life of Harvey Milk. And so we have a tech dress rehearsal tonight. So I'm running around like a drag queen with her tiara cut off, just trying to get all my stuff together.
Okay. I'm like, what is going on with Michael's world right now over there?
What the hell is he doing?
But you know what?
Yes.
You can chat. You know, I can tell. You know, you sound like a multitasker type guy. You can chat and do three or four things at one time.
Oh, sure. I do it all day.
And you know, Michael, I got something for you here, too. I really, really enjoyed your Bud Light commercial back in 2008. I don't know if you can catch it, but the one that no one saw. I really love that one. Really, really funny.
I appreciate you bringing up that painful moment in my life.
Well, yes, actually, you know, I went ahead and I posted your acting reel today, just kind of to refresh my memory and everything like that. And I'm telling you, I mean, you've been on My Name is Earl, Without a Trace, Will and Grace. And you know what I'm finding is that with every time I see you, you're either a maitre d' or a snippy gay salesperson. But I really liked you on your actor's reel when you did that hard crack addict kind of look, too. That was really good.
You know, that was just at home on a Tuesday night because I couldn't hook up with anybody on Craigslist.
I was this close to saying, D, I think we're supposed to jump in and defend him, but you and I are just like, no, that's just... That's just Michael.
You know we've become family because they don't stand up for you when it comes to it.
I see. They throw you under the bus.
Not only do they throw me under the bus, they're driving it back and forth over top of me.
And actually, too, on IMDb, it also says that you have stage combat experience, which I found was fantastic, and you play
that's
the
why,
flute.
You have stage combat experience, Michael?
While I'm doing stage combat, I can play the flute as I'm kicking your ass.
Chris, you ain't got no goddamn stage combat. Are you kidding me? Really? Hey,
that's
me
once, Rivina.
Yes, ma'am. We have to get this in. So, you know, I'm basically one of your stalkers. I'm always looking at your Facebook page. So, you know, you wrote on your status that, you know, you had done this. You were going to be on the show tonight. And this completely got me because I'm going through the exact same problem. What's the deal with mosquitoes biting black people?
Oh.
You know, you have to have this conversation.
There's got to be something about the fucking dark meat. If you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, they'll tell you the biggest seller is the dark meat. I was sitting in the midst of like 35 motherfucking white people. They skipped on their asses and came to me. I think we're like the gourmet girl. We are.
The darker the meat, the sweeter the juice, honey.
That's right. They tore my ass up, Victoria. I swear to God, I was running and standing and beating and cussing because all my white friends sitting around like, what's her problem?
Right.
I'm telling you,
it's crazy. It is crazy. Those mosquitoes eat me alive, and I just thought it was me. So when I saw it on your status today, I was like, oh, my God, it's just not me. I was like, Dee and I have to have this conversation about
black
and mosquitoes.
And you know what? It doesn't matter what state you go to, where you're at, anywhere you go, I swear to God, they're going to speak us out. That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
They crawl over to white people like, move your pale ass out of the way. And
yes, it's true. It is absolutely true. It's crazy.
Darker the berry.
Absolutely.
I can't believe we're 5 minutes away from the end of this. This went like a minute and a half.
That's impossible. Are you kidding? It's almost what? Really?
Yeah, it's almost time. Yes.
Victoria and Michael, where do we send our bill for this?
Darling, it's on us. No, there's no.
Great.
It's on the house.
Oh, great. I thought we were.
Michael, do I get to keep my trailer?
Yeah, I thought. Yeah,
you're crazy.
Well, look, you know what? I feel bad because, like, as my show goes on, I get these live people email me all the time. So I didn't take any of the questions. So for the last couple of minutes, I'm going to take a question from an emailer. This is a young lady from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who's listening to the show tonight, and she says she wants to know about the person who does the makeup because the makeup is awesome. So talk about makeup.
Oh,
wow. Okay, so in season one, it was a brilliant guy named Ricky Flores. He handled all of season one. And in season two, it is a bunch of people. We're pretty much led by the brilliant James Freitas and Brenda Owen. And they had a team. Brenda brought in several other people to help. And then it's an entourage. And then we had a pinch hit one day with Kathy Bailey and Kat Fernandez and or Hernandez. And that shows you what a wonderful human being I am because I can't remember which one it is. But I'm just going to say them both.
We had
really great, amazing makeup. And I will say this on top of that. All hair for Stacey McQueen is
all
done
hair.
By the brilliant Penny Payro.
Penny,
and that is
amazing.
Most of that is Stacey's actual hair. And sections of it are not Stacey's hair. And I'll tell you a real quick story. I'll take 2 seconds, which is that Stacey went home one night and called me in a panic. She was so scared to call Penny because she said Penny put in 3 extra pieces of hair and Stacey can only find 2 of them. So she was so upset about this. So she calls Penny and she said, you put in 3 pieces of hair. And she said, Penny said, in the only way Penny can, no. 2 of them I put in and the other one is you, sweetie. So one whole section that Stacey thought was put in was actual Stacey's own head. So.
With their own hair.
Yeah.
Steve, as father and creator and writer and director and everything like that, I'm wondering if you can indulge a poor stalker a little favor.
Yep.
Since I couldn't upload some of the music, I would like, if it's possible for you to sing the Gumdrop song as we're going out.
Can I just bring it up on my computer?
No, you sing it out loud because I love your voice.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I sound Let's see if I can do it as well as my brother does. All right, these are the lyrics I wrote, and this is how he set it to music. There is a unicorn, and his name is Gumdrop, and he lives on Gumdrop Mountain. And he likes to eat jelly bean pizza for breakfast, and he has a magic hula hoop. And his favorite number is
8.
Thank you. Which just also happens to be my favorite number. His name is Gumdrop the Unicorn, and then last Tuesday, he died.
He died.
Yay!
clapping.
Hey.
My brother does it much better.
Well, guys,
I think we're going to be picketed by PETA for that song.
Yeah, probably.
No. You know, in the newsroom, basically, PETA is they've got their sights focused on Lady Gaga right now when she decided to wear that meat dress.
That's right.
The awards.
Absolutely. Do you know what I like to say too?
In the 80s. I don't know where. Yeah.
I'm going to say really quickly, too, that I watched Oprah the last couple of days with her little series opening and stuff like that, and she had Don Johnson, and then she had the Judds today. Tomorrow, maybe Alf. But I think this opening season rocks the house for an opening season for At Home with Victoria. I thank you guys so
Absolutely.
Much for making this happen. I really do.
Thank you.
I love
thank
the
you.
Show. I always love the show, and I love you guys, and I'm really thrilled that you could be part of this.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Fabulous.
And thank you guys.
And Stacey, just to let everybody know, Stacey and the rest of the crew will actually be on with us next week. So,
yeah.
And you and I are going to communicate about blacks and mosquitoes and hair.
We sure are, girl, because, because you, like I said, you're in my own neck of the woods. We definitely got to talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was at the Kennedy Center for 3 years, girl.
Oh, you still? Yeah, well, we definitely have to chat for sure.
Have to talk.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You so much. We've got Dee, we've got Michael, we've got Steve. We just want to thank you so much. You guys have been awesome, and everybody, of course, loves you inside the chat room. Just to let you know.
Thank you guys.
We love
thank
them
you
too.
Guys.
Thank you guys.
I love you
so ton. Much. Thank you so much. Michael, are you still there? Michael, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're good. You know what? I see why you just simply adore them. I mean,
they're great
they're
funny as heck. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. They are just absolutely fabulous. And we've had so many people inside the chat room with us tonight, so I just want to take the time to thank everybody who decided to hang out with us. And don't forget, you know, if you haven't seen it or if you want to continue to watch it, all you've basically got to do is just Google Pretty the Series, and trust me, all of the information will come up. So we want to continue to support their show. I didn't talk to Steve about this. Maybe he can call in next week when Stacey and the other cast members to come on, because I want to focus a little bit also on how everybody can still give, you know, to make the show successful and stay on the air. So we'll go behind the scenes and see if Steve can come back on next week just to kind of give us a big blurb about that, because it is a very, very good show, Michael.
Absolutely. Yeah, next week Steve will be joining us with Stacey McQueen, Terry Simmons, and John Carrozza, too, so we can go ahead and ask them a bit more. John Carrozza is the producer. Stacey, of course, is Annette Champagne, and Terry is Parker Kensington Parker, the pageant organizer. And, again, funny. Stacey McQueen will crack you up. Terry Simmons is just brilliant, just absolutely, and they're such pretty ladies, too. Just delicious.
Yes, they are. And you know what's funny? Dee was, like, carrying on about my hair, and she is absolutely freaking gorgeous. I mean, she's absolutely just so beautiful. I was, like I said, of course, I stalk her on Facebook, so I was looking at a lot of her pictures on Facebook, and it was just so cool, Michael, because I have seen her, you know, in so many different series and episodes on television, so I was trying to act all really cool and not, like, freak out saying, oh, my God, I'm talking to Dee Freeman on the line. So, but she is absolutely wonderful, and as well as Michael with especially that great background that he has in theater. And plus, what's very cool about them, they all really seem like they're like one big happy family, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The history just goes back so far. Actually, Dee's daughter auditioned for Oprah's network on Oprah's calling herself. Yeah, she did. She did a little interview segment and sent it in. Her daughter actually has this bunch of ball pythons, and they're pythons, but they're curled up in a ball. They look wooden, but they're real. And she has like five or six of them or something crazy like that. But her daughter's a fantastic, interesting lady, too. Just, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so.
Exactly. Michael, do me a quick favor. You want to, before we hang up, go back over those two questions for the giveaways, and then I can give everybody the email address again.
Sure. The first question was, what was the state, and this is for the two thermal coffee mugs, very high quality, what was the state the Champagne's car was registered in according to the license plate? That was the very first question. And the second question was, and that's for the lovely ensemble of 100% cotton underwear and two T-shirts, and the question for that one is, what almost killed Rabina in season one. And again, that website is at home with Victoria, at athomewvictoria at yahoo.com. See, I did it this time.
Yes, yes, I see you did. Yeah, and again, Linda, who's been producing in the chat room, sweetie, thank you so much. She actually has the information inside the chat room, but it's just at home, W, which just stands for with, Victoria, at yahoo.com. So go on there if you know the answer, and Michael will send you those lovely gifts. And again, Stacey McQueen, who's going to be talking to us and joining us next week, she is inside the chat room. She's absolutely beautiful, and we're glad that she's going to be there. All of our guests, Cheryl Wood of Moms Are Best. Yes, Christina. Christina's on the air tomorrow with us, Michael.
Oh, good. What time?
Yeah, we're tomorrow at 8 o'clock. She's going to be on and talk about her jewelry. So I'm looking forward to that. And she's absolutely awesome. But listen, before we go, I've got to say a quick note. Jules' event was fabulous in D.C., the Champagne Nika Tour. I want to thank everybody, who came out for that. And in fact, there was a lot of people there that came up and said hello to me, and they listened to the show, Michael. They love you as well. So isn't that nice? Yeah. So I just
loving right back.
Ahead.
That's beautiful.
I know. And go ahead and put that out there. Michael, darling, you did a great job, and I know that you're huge fans of them, and I'm looking forward to us talking to them again next week. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my lady. I enjoy every minute I spend with you. And thank you for everyone listening. And hi to Mom and hi to Mom-in-law. There we go.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, honey.
All right. And again, for those of you that have been with us throughout the entire show, thank you so much for being with us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria of the show, television news anchor and reporter for 15 years. I just kind of wanted to do something different and do my own thing, so I decided to have my own show. And I'm liking it so far because I get to put people on that interest me and that I think are pretty cool. And the cool people that we talked to tonight was Steve Silverman, who is the creator of Pretty, the television series, and he also is works for Fox, where he gets to do a lot of stuff for American Idol as well as The Simpsons. Also, the one and only Dee Freeman. She's an actress as well as a comedian. She was with us tonight. And the very, very talented Michael Taylor Gray. So, you know, check them out and join us again next week for the second part when we have the rest of the cast members back. And also, we can talk about money and how all of you can just help support the cause and keep the show on the air. And with that said, as always, I do want to thank you so much for your time and thank you for listening to At Home with Victoria. Again, we're back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock where we get a chance to talk to Christina about her fabulous jewelry designs. Good night, everyone.